We believe the process should be open. You know, there was a public trial. Many of the facts are public. And if the General Assembly would wants to have the public have faith and credibility in the process, the best way to do that is to shine a bright light on it. It's the best disinfectant, and the process should be voted to be open.
Do you sense by going behind closed doors the General Assembly might sweep this under the rug or is hiding something?
Well, we certainly hope that they don't sweep it under the rug. It's, you know, the allegations that were made are very serious allegations. And for a body like the General Assembly to have credibility, they need to take these allegations very seriously.
What is it that you think the public is entitled to hear specifically?
I think the public is entitled to know whether or not Senator Curry was doing the public's business when he was acting as in his role in the General Assembly, or to what extent he was doing the business of a private employer.
And when we talked back in November, I think you were talking about possible expulsion of Senator Curry, the Common Cause's position, he should be expelled. Is that
Common Cause is calling for the censure of Senator Curry. However, if through this process the committee finds that he should be expelled, then we would not be opposed to that measure.
And by censure, you're asking why?
We're asking the body to vote to censure him, the Senate to vote to censure him for the actions that he took part in.
In layman's terms, that's he stays in office. That just means he's punished or he's reprimanded, mm-hmm. Right?
Well, it's stronger than a reprimand, but yes, he would stay in office. An expulsion would be the only thing that could remove him unless Senator Curry chose to remove himself.